The presiding member of the Central Committee of the Democratic Front for the Reunification of Korea made public a press statement on the 4th. The press statement said, with an ulterior plot to trigger off a nuclear war in the Korean Peninsula, the United States is shipping into South Korea a load of news of nuclear war from the European Union and the air bases in the Pacific, watching for a chance to mount a preemptive attack on the DPRK in the sky and on the ground and the sea. In a resting contempt with their front confrontation with fellow countrymen under the backing of their master European terrorists, the South Korean military warmongers dare to hatch the most vicious plot of extra large provocation to hurt our supreme dignity. We fully support the patriotic and resolute crucial determination made by Respected Marshal Kim Jong-un to defend the dignity and sovereignty of the nation, and the decision of the March 24th in a plenary meeting of the Central Committee of the Workers' Party of Korea, and will wage an active struggle for its implementation. We warmly call upon all the Koreans at home and abroad to take an active part in the sacred war for reunification, to sweep away all the disturbers of peace, war provokers, and fanatics of confrontation with fellow countrymen on this land, and bring about a bright day of national reunification. At the same time, we express our firm belief that the progressive hegemony of the world and the political parties, organizations, and personages of all countries aspiring after anti-imperialist independence would pay deep attention to the development of the situation of the Korean Peninsula and send active support and solidarity to the Korean nation in its sacred war of justice, who has turned out as one in the anti-war resistance to defend world peace and security, the press statement stressed.